The Gardener's Bench is brought to you by Carolina Fresh Farms, Domer Dreamscapes, Wild Birds Unlimited, Imperial Pool and Spas, and by AirTech Heating and Air. And now here are your hosts, Steve Crump and David Rector.
And good morning and welcome to the Gardener's Bench. We're here every Saturday morning from 10 to 11 on the radio and 8 to 9 on
Facebook
Live. That's what it's called.
WRHI Facebook Live.
I don't watch it very often. So
no.
My wife is a regular.
And WRHI.com worldwide.
No, it's WRHI FM at 1340.
Yeah.
The FM 100.1 and worldwide.
I thought you'd already done the numbers.
No, I hadn't done the numbers yet.
Okay.
Well, the sun's up.
Sun is up. Today is the last day of daylight savings time.
Man.
So tomorrow the sun will be up higher.
Yep. Don't forget to set it back an hour tonight.
And then me and Steve will be wanting to go to bed at 7 o'clock at night because of the time it'll get dark.
I remember when I was working, the thing I hated the most, at 5:30 when we closed, it was
dark.
Pitch black dark.
Yeah, it'll get that way about, middle of December? It'll be like then dark before I leave.
By the end of December, 1st of January, it'll start perking back.
Yeah, it starts going the other way. I think 21st, 22nd is when it's the shortest daylight.
22nd.
Not the shortest day, because they're all 24 hours, but
it's 22nd.
Shortest light.
Yep.
Yeah. But we had a big week here, man. We the frost beat both of us. I said the 10th. What did you say, 20th?
No, I said the 14th.
14th, whatever.
Nobody said the first or second.
And we got 3 days in a row of frost. And
I tell you what, it's bad yesterday.
Yesterday was the first, what was that, Thursday morning was not bad. It was enough for a frost.
And it was what?
It was cold.
33 degrees.
I thought it was upper 20s. I thought, but the moisture wasn't there for the frost on the grass or the windows of the car or anything. But then the Friday morning, it was.
Yesterday was bad. I didn't think I was ever going to get the car to frost as fast as I'd scrape it. Fog back over.
It was kind of like a fog that morning, too, because I drove up the street, and it was kind of dark. You could look down there and just look cold as I don't know what going that way.
It was cold, trust me.
Yeah, well, that's one of the earliest frosts we've had in
a while.
I can remember, really.
Over the years, I've gotten pretty good at projecting the weather, but this year, I'll bet so.
Yeah, what would that – why does that surprise you this year that something happened – differently, so
because it did it in the spring.
Yeah, I know, that's what I mean. It's no shock this year because everything's been
Lady came by yesterday to see Tommy, and she said, "Well, what's going to happen?" I said, "I have no clue. I'm totally lost."
Sun's going to come up and it's going to go down.
Yep, and it's going to. I don't know. It's just.
Well, that's warming up again. So today's supposed to be a beautiful day.
71 this afternoon.
Is it 70 today?
71.
Yeah, tomorrow too?
Yeah.
So it's
going to get cold again, then it's going to get warm again.
But there's no chance of rain until next Friday, which is, we need some rain big time.
It's really not as dry as it was before.
Yeah.
Because the temperature's been down.
Yeah.
But if it gets back up in the upper 70s,
but the humidity
low 80s,
is low, and it's dry. I'm thinking about hiring a water truck to come to my store to water my dirt. The driveway is just choking. It's so dusty there.
Long time
ago. That sound bad?
You use motor oil out, but they don't let you do that anymore.
Yeah, I'll go spray some motor oil and diesel all over a lot.
It works, but because it works, they don't let you do it anymore.
Yeah. Yeah, it looks like Old West out there. Tumbleweed coming down beside the building.
Well, you had a good week.
Yeah, we had a good week.
I rode by there a couple times. Parking lot was full.
We were busy. What's funny, yesterday up at Domer's, who is the Domer Dreamscapes guy right beside me, he helped sponsor the show. Rustic Roots is part of his the wood part, mantles and all that kind of stuff. But they were filming God's Not Dead 5 doing a scene at his place.
Really?
Yeah, so last night they parked. They did overflow parking at my store. Had everybody out there on that patio, the extras waiting to go up there. So I took a picture of the parking lot at like almost at 5:30. It was nowhere to park, like beside the building in front, all that, and sent it to my other managers of the stores because they all close at 5 o'clock. And I said, see why you should stay up until 5:30? You have all this business and they don't know. I didn't tell them.
You didn't tell them it was set up.
I'm going to tell them today. They were all like, what are you doing over there, having bingo or something? You can't be still selling stuff. That was pretty funny. Yeah, but there's another movie. Evidently, this is the 5th version of it. So
it didn't really matter what time we closed, 5 o'clock, 5:30, 4:30. People came in right before.
Somebody always likes to come in, yeah, right there. 2 o'clock on Saturday.
You get busy right before you're supposed to close. You're not closed yet, are you? No.
That's good.
I just want to look around. It's tough. Around 30
minutes. When you worked all week and you just want to go home, especially on Friday at 5:30, Saturday at 1:55.
That's one thing about semi-retirement that I've really enjoyed is Saturdays off. 43 years of working every Saturday, then you get Saturdays off. What am I going to do today? I hadn't decided yet.
Right. You probably could have used some rest back then. If you could have found somebody just to work on Saturday, it would have been good. But
see, Saturday was our busiest retail day of the week.
So. What would have happened? You would have been home, and then they would have called you like nonstop. Hey, so-and-so's here to get this. Mm-hmm. And then so you may as well be up there.
Yep.
I'm glad you have free Saturdays.
I am too. I didn't think I'd enjoy it, but I really enjoyed it. But it's okay. That's a quick segment.
Yeah.
Okay.
We're talking up a storm.
That's right. We hadn't said anything either. Okay. Thank you, Matthew. We'll be right back to the Gardener's Bench.
And if you have experience or prior training as a heating and air technician, we need you. Pay is based on experience, and you have the opportunity to advance.
Willing to learn, Air Tech will teach you. Call 327-7100 and receive the area's best starting base pay.
Hey, this is Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited. Fall is migration season, which means it's a fascinating time to observe new birds visiting your backyard. Refill your feeders and watch for migrants as they fly through your area for a quick meal. Wild Birds Unlimited in Rock Hill and Indianland.
See the latest spas at Imperial Pool and Spas. This is Mike Elder. New Garden Leisure hot tubs feature up to 96 massaging jets and seat up to 7. Now available at both our Rock Hill and Lake Wylie locations. Imperial Pool and Spas, helping you enjoy the water 365 days a year.
David here with Carolina Fresh Farms. Now's the time to fertilize and apply weed control to your lawn. We're your one stop for lawn and landscape needs. Carolina Fresh Farms, 4372 Old York Road or CarolinaFreshFarms.com.
Garden party to reminisce with my old friends.
Hey, we're back to the Gardener's Bench. The garden party every
Saturday morning. Garden party.
That's right.
A couple more weeks. 4 more weeks.
That's
roughly.
It.
Like
the 25th is our last one for the season, and maybe we'll start back up in February. They hadn't negotiated our contract yet.
If you would like to sponsor or know anybody like to sponsor the Gardener's Bench, please call in. We'll be organizing for next year. And Steve said we could use some more sponsors. That way we could talk while they're doing their advertisements there.
324-1340.
Not have to get on here and talk so much.
Yeah. Well, one thing about this cooler weather, I won't say cold, 32 is not cold. 30.
Nah.
But the older I get, the colder it gets.
Yeah.
But
old and cold.
If you didn't bring in your lime trees, you got a problem.
They're in the house.
You were talking about that last Saturday.
Gin and tonic are in there. Steve got to see them, got to meet them. We actually cut the limes off of them.
Mm-hmm.
They weren't big, but we cut them off. And used them. So
let's say you had a whole lot more gin than you had limes.
Well, that's usually the case.
Probably not by the end of the night.
Nah.
I left early.
Steve did come to my party.
I came to his party.
Y'all had thought about coming. You should have come because it was a good party.
It was fun. What was cool was when I got there, I was thinking I was late, and I was the first one there, and it was 7 o'clock.
Yeah, Steve got there. It was me and Steve and Rhonda and Teresa and David Hegwood from our store.
Yeah, and
I was like, what in the world is going on?
And the musician.
He was there.
Did Steve dress up?
No.
He did not.
I never did
that. Dressed up like a retired landscaper.
That's right. I didn't even do that when I was a kid.
Yeah, well, I would tell you what, most people did dress up. It was kind of cool. When you have a Halloween party, you don't know how many people actually dress up and stuff. But
the part I didn't like about it, I didn't know who a lot of them were because they were dressed up until they told me.
Well, Steve got there early, and I got him a good seat right there, and he had one of the best seats in the house.
I did.
What was the best costume?
We had Austin Powers and chick dressed up like Abram and Stephanie Kramer did that. Yeah. That was cool. Oh, the one of the funny ones was the Burger King guy, the King. And what's funny is he wore that mask like most of the night. Like it was started weirding people out a little bit, but he was always over there dancing.
He was
going
bouncing.
Which one did you see that you liked?
I liked the Burger King at first, and like you say, it kind of got on your nerves after a while. I don't know.
It's a little weird.
I don't know if he drank more than not as the night went on.
Who are you?
Got a little more freaky, but
that was a lot of good costume. I have to think about that, really. I tell you what's really funny is friends of ours, Alfonso and Kimberly, that we've tailgated with at the Panthers for years, that we don't go up there anymore, but. She's a Patriots fan. She likes the Panthers unless they play in the Patriots, and he's a huge Panthers fan. So they dressed up like each other. So he put on a wig and had a Patriots thing, and then she had his stuff on. And when I saw him in the house, I just kind of stopped, and I messed my mind up a little bit, to be honest with you. Something's wrong. Number one, I hadn't seen him in a couple of years anyway, but then being reversed like that, it reversed me a little bit.
But it wasn't cold last Saturday.
No, it was awesome, man.
Beautiful.
Couldn't be any better. It was like 70 degrees, 60.
It was nice.
I didn't even have to cut on the fire.
Mm-hmm. And it was warm out at Boo Ha Ha.
Yeah.
How did Boo Ha Ha go?
Went well. A lot of people. Everybody had a good time. They did a little stage performance. It was.
You did?
No. I did not. Lucas was up there and Alex from the morning show. And.
Lucas was our guest on the Gardener's Bench this year.
But kids were happy. Parents were happy. It was safe.
Nice.
I heard there was a bunch of them, too.
There's always a whole gaggle of them down at that.
Rhonda refreshed my memory. I said I couldn't believe it had been 40 years. It wasn't as boo-ha-ha. When it started out, the stores on Main Street were giving out stuff to the kids.
Okay. I think they did that day, too, though, actually.
I mean, that's how it originally started. I remember when it started now, but I didn't realize that was the same thing.
Yeah, and they had a lot of the old town businesses out there.
Yeah.
Town Center Mall was still in existence.
I was just about to say that word.
And my buddy, a former advertiser on here, Clay Henderson, was... Southern Sandwiches. He worked at Town Center Mall.
Yeah,
he was the maintenance man.
That man did some jobs.
They had some OK Boys and Men shop. Yeah, for what it's worth,
all that. And
in case you don't know, if you're new to Rock Hill in the past 40 years, well, there used to be they came up with a brilliant idea to cover the downtown from, what's that little road that goes sideways there?
That's not true, though. They didn't come up with it. They copied Greenville.
Oh, okay. Well, it turned out it was a little more like underground Atlanta.
It was a disaster in both places.
Yeah. They covered the downtown, which is,
Downtown Mall.
But I will tell you, I was just in Louisville on the 4th Street. They have about four blocks going down through there. It's covered, but it's it's real high and it's glass and it's open, and it's awesome the way they have that thing set up. So you can go down, especially up, I mean, up north, you got a lot of bad weather and stuff. It's probably a good thing. But
well, the original underground Atlanta was awesome, and they tore it down, rebuilt it. It wasn't hitting on a whole lot.
I remember going down there as a kid. It's kind of frightening.
Yeah, we went when I was about 13.
I remember about it, and I can't understand, though, is that every place down there was all bars, and they all had a two-drink minimum.
Yeah.
So, which is no must have saw
you. Must have saw you coming.
Oh, the hurricane.
Put that sign back up. Here's Steve.
The hurricanes will tear your butt up now.
Oh, yeah.
And by the time you got from one end, three blocks down to the other, you barely walk.
That's funny.
Every club had two drink minimum. If you walked in, you had to buy two drinks.
Yeah,
you didn't have to drink them, but you had to buy.
I was thinking the opposite way there. Yeah, I was thinking maximum.
I thought it was a two drink max.
No, two drink minimum.
Steve would have kept on walking by that place.
That was every place. That was every bar down there. All 25 of them.
They gotta make the money.
Yeah,
but he got kind of rough in the later years.
So, yeah,
it got kind
of. Well, Rock Hill's got a lot of new places to go. Still haven't been in the Powerhouse over there. Have you?
Yeah.
Matt has?
Yeah.
You were right down here. But
yeah, it's good. It's good stuff.
I hadn't been either.
It's like
don't tell Il Close that.
It's like a progressive food court in a mall.
The Pump
How would
house?
You describe it? No, Powerhouse.
Where's the
Powerhouse? Is down here, Lowenstein building, really.
Yeah, right past that near Winthrop.
And yeah.
I know where you're talking
about.
It's
got a bunch of restaurants inside of
restaurants, heard of bars, and
it's good stuff. They got a brewery in there.
Well, everyone I knew today.
Yeah, Pump House is different. Yeah.
Yeah.
You should go to Pump House. You got all this time now.
I've been meaning to.
Go for lunch today. It'd be good.
Okay. We'll be back and talk about something besides bars. To the Gardeners Bench.
This is Benny Etter.
No matter what the weather, AirTech makes it better.
If your heating and air conditioning system is over 10 years old, why not invest in a new modern unit and immediately save up to 40% on your energy costs?
Call AirTech Heating and Air.
Imperial Pool and Spas and Spa Guard have what you need for great spa care. Spa maintenance is easy if you know what to do. That's why you should depend on the pros at Imperial. Protect your investment and enjoy it all winter long with the help of Imperial Pool and Spas, Rock Hill, and now in Lake Wylie.
David here with Carolina Fresh Farms. Now's the time to fertilize and apply weed control to your lawn. We're your one stop for lawn and landscape needs. Carolina Fresh Farms, 4372 Old York Road, or carolinafreshfarms.com.
At Rustic Roots Warehouse, we offer a wide range of materials and finished products. Mantles, rough cut lumber, firewood, natural stone, and more. Visit us today at 4362 Old York Road in Rock Hill.
Hey, this is Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited. Fall is migration season, which means it's a fascinating time to observe new birds visiting your backyard. Refill your feeders and watch for migrants as they fly through your area for a quick meal. Wild Birds Unlimited in Rock Hill and Indianland.
David here with Carolina Fresh Farms. Now's the time to fertilize and apply weed control to your lawn. We're your one stop for lawn and landscape needs. Carolina Fresh Farms, 4372 Old York Road, or carolinafreshfarms.com.
Give me just a little more time, and I love surely grow. Give me just a little more time, and I love surely grow.
The chairman of the board.
Yeah.
Only in Rock Hill, South Carolina in November.
There's two friends of mine actually play with Chairman of the Board. If you've ever seen Mellow Grooves, Jerry that plays the keyboard and Brandon that sings, they actually play with Chairman of the Board. Yeah.
And they are awesome.
Yeah.
I heard
them. How many years has that been going on? Probably 60? I mean, a lot. Chairman of the Board.
Oh, man. Well, I'll look it up.
You had to look it up.
I'll look it up.
Crack staff.
General Johnson and Chairman of the Board.
Huh?
General John Cena.
Yeah. Sherman. I mean, they started a long time. Obviously, it's not the same people. I mean, it's
rotated. I was listening to them in the 60s.
I've seen them at the country club. They had them at a couple of events. And
now, they were
Where'd
young.
You see them at?
Everywhere.
Really?
Man.
They were all over the place.
I went down to the beach Labor Day weekend just to have them. Where'd they play down there? I can't even remember.
Magic Attic.
Yeah, I see it.
Did they?
Every year for 20 years, we went down
to the Magic Attic.
They played in Cullowhee when I was there.
Used to do it. I'm sure they did a college scene.
Amy Bigham got married. She had them for one set at her reception.
Oh, man.
She and I got on stage and did the Funky Chicken for Dan together.
Oh, wow.
They started in 1961.
Yeah.
How about that?
It was in the 60s.
62 years.
Because I was little the first time I heard them.
That's older than me.
Back then, up in Asheville, North Carolina, we didn't even know what beach music was. I mean,
I could see y'all up there
that was
doing some beach shag.
That was when it was born, man.
Yeah.
Nobody knew what it was for a few years.
Nobody knew, did it?
Yeah. But anyway, I guess we better talk about some plants a little bit.
Yeah, what's going on? What happens to plants when they have a frost like this?
Leaves turn colors. If you notice, since last week and this week, a lot of leaves
have turned.
A whole lot of them have fallen. So if you got new fescue seeded, you might need to go out there and blow the leaves off a little bit.
Did you see my tomato plants I still had there? Mm-hmm. I had tomatoes all over them.
You did.
They kind of burned up now.
You didn't Monday, but or today.
I can still pull the tomatoes off, I guess, but they're green, but... You ever heard of fried green tomatoes?
Oh, yeah. I don't like
them. And my peppers. I still had peppers there, but all that's going to be gone now.
Depends on what kind of peppers are, I think.
I tell you what I love about the frost. I had these white flies that were in there with the thing. They're gone. Take them out. Bye. I've never had them like that. They were all over my plants.
I told you, Bynum Poe at Farmers Exchange came by this week and looked at some stuff, and we were talking, and... It really shocked me because back when we used to grow 15 years ago tomato plants and sell them and all that, they got real strict on what you could apply to them.
Oh, really?
Grow retardants and insecticides and all that. But he said they've loosened it up now. They let them put some stuff on.
Used to be only like neem oil.
Yeah, it was.
And that's supposed to cover everything. It basically don't cover anything.
Nothing. It was worthless. When I was a kid, 2,4-D was the thing.
Oh, yeah.
You put it on everything. It was a broad spectrum. It killed anything, including you. But
we need to target Bynum to do advertisement here next year. I think it'd be good.
I worked on him a couple of years ago, and he kind of made me mad. So yeah.
Well, he didn't. He just came back and talked to you. So let me go talk to him.
You don't think I've only been mad at him one time in 40 years?
I'm a closer. I'll go get it.
I've been mad at you a couple times over 40 years.
I didn't even know it.
Probably not.
I don't know that I've been mad at you, but I
might have forgotten to tell you.
Probably owed you money or something.
I probably forgot to tell you.
Oh, since we're talking about that, I've actually had a lawn business for 30-some years and actually came to an end last month. I ended up selling it to a friend of mine, Chad Gerald, who runs a business called APS. And I just got a lot of things going on. It was time to shut it down, really. So Carolina Fresh has grown so much that it takes up a lot of my time. And
tell the truth, it's just like everybody help.
I did have employee issues. That was
everybody.
And I've actually been lucky for a lot of years that I didn't. And I kind of caught up with you, I guess. But I am getting older, and it's hard to keep up with.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
And I like coaching golf at Northwestern, and I'm still doing fertilizing and things like that, and then come out to your yard and look at it and help you with it and all that kind of stuff. But
then that means you ain't quit.
Yeah, well, I ain't no quitter. I quit cutting grass, I guess, as you say. So it's kind of funny. I need somebody to cut my own grass now.
I am a quitter. I quit it all.
Yeah. I may have to mow my own yard. How embarrassing is that?
I can't
even remember. Steve ain't mowed yours.
I can't even remember.
When's the last time you mowed yours?
I can't remember.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll find out.
I
still have a mower left. We'll see what happens. Matt mows his. Huh?
No, he said, we'll find out. I said, how?
if it don't get cut.
Yeah.
I'll have to cut it.
Rhonda and I bought the house. I bought out my sister and brother in 2007 and moved in.
You moved from somewhere where you didn't have to cut grass.
Farmington Hills.
Yeah, you didn't have to mow.
The condo.
You may have never mowed a yard.
Oh, I have when I was a kid, but not in the last 50 years.
Dang.
But we had employees, and the mowers were in my backyard in the
barn. Well, you can do it. If Tommy ever gets done, you'll have to probably do yours.
Well, the last few years, Tommy said to mow mine because I can't do it.
Yeah.
I can't get on the mower. Yeah.
Tommy is a worker.
If I can get on the mower, I can mow it, but I can't get on the mower.
Tommy ain't ready to quit. He's getting after
it. He's getting close.
Yeah.
He told me this week we got about $45,000 left. So all we got left to do, and he's not taking any more. He wants to go see his
grandma. He was in my store last week again. So,
and bought big numbers from you lately. I don't know what's going on.
I think he's price shopping me, maybe.
No?
Nah,
he was. He's not now. He's too close.
He found out.
He's too close, and the price ain't that much difference.
Nah, it ain't much difference. Yeah.
You might be a little higher one week. Somebody else might be dead, but it's not worth driving all over town for.
No, it is not, really. Even though gas did come down this week.
I read an article Thursday that it's supposed to come down to the end of the year.
$2.79 over in Newport.
But you want to hear this rationale.
Was it?
Because the refineries who were under maintenance are back online now. That's why gas is coming down.
Huh.
They've only done that for the last 100 years.
Yeah.
I mean,
typically it doesn't come down toward the holidays, so that's pretty good. I guess
usually
it's coming down
toward
Thanksgiving. It's a big traveling day.
Well, they say it's probably going to be January before it goes back up. But I don't believe them.
Nobody would care then.
No, I don't believe them anyway.
Believe it or not, we're less than 3 weeks from Thanksgiving, so put that on your calendar.
Really?
Which means we're 7 weeks from Christmas.
You just
I don't even believe it.
You just full of good news.
I can't believe it today.
Be quiet. We'll be right back to the Garden Square.
This is Benny Etter of AirTech Heating and Air. If your air conditioning and heating system is over 10 years old, call me at 327-7100 and we'll show you how you can save over 40% on your everyday home or business energy costs.
No matter what the weather, AirTech makes it better. No matter what the weather, call AirTech Heating and Air.
Call 327-7100, making weather better for 3 decades.
Hey, this is Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited. Fall is migration season, which means it's a fascinating time to observe new birds visiting your backyard. Refill your feeders and watch for migrants as they fly through your area for a quick meal. Wild Birds Unlimited in Rock Hill and Indianland.
David here with Carolina Fresh Farms. Now's the time to fertilize and apply weed control to your lawn. We're your one stop for lawn and landscape needs. Carolina Fresh Farms, 4372 Old York Road, or carolinafreshfarms.com.
Just in time for Christmas, Imperial Pool and Spas has whatever you desire in hot tubs and spas. This is Mike Elder. Our special low holiday prices include delivery, startup chemicals, and cover. Start your holiday at Imperial Pools and Spas, 21 Bypass Rock Hill, or in Lake Wiley.
1, 2, 3. Turn it up.
Okay, and we're back to the gardener's bench. We're rolling this morning.
We are.
Even if you're trying to kill my good buzz.
I'm just talking in general. I don't know. Yeah. I didn't mean to offend you.
But if Mr. Rector got his lime trees in, and if you got any tropicals, hibiscus, anything like that that you forgot, you probably just need to wait to spring and buy another one.
Yeah, probably just go ahead and put it in your Glenn's bin, trash can.
Yeah, 28 degrees, it's not going to be able to save it.
What if you cut it way down and put it in the house? It could come back. I mean, the temperature was cold, but it kind of warmed up.
It didn't stay down there real long.
Yeah, I think it depends on where your plant was. If your plant was beside the house in the shade all day, it might have hurt it more than...
If the frost got to it, you got a problem.
Yeah.
And yesterday, frost was pretty much everywhere.
Yeah.
I mean, it took me a while to get carpet frost and all that.
Frost on grass means that the Zoysia, Bermuda, Centipede, St. Augustine, all that's going to be turning white, which doesn't mean it's dead. It just means it's turning white. And
it means it's going dormant.
Dormant. It's going to sleep. It's going to hibernate like the bears up in the mountains. But the you may see some discoloration when we have this first frost. It's where the frost settled down on a low spot on the grass. So last year, a couple of people came to me. It looks kind of like a tiger stripes on the grass. That's nothing wrong with your grass. It just means the frost sat there a little longer and knocked it down, and the sun may have got to the higher part and got the frost off soon enough. So nothing wrong with it. It's just a process of turning total white, dormant. So.
But now you fish, you should be doing real well.
Yeah, fescue is good. The frost doesn't really hurt it.
It likes the frost.
It slows it down. It's not going to grow fast, or seed's not going to germinate super fast because it's a little bit colder, but, you know, it's warming up again. And
it might this week, so it's supposed to warm up. So.
If you've done your seed and done it recently, keep watering, not twice a day or anything, but just keep some water on it. Seed's trying to come up, and you don't want the seed to start germinating and then dry out. It'll just die, and it will not come back. So just keep a little water on it. But it's not going to hurt to run your irrigation if it's in the 29. It's not going to freeze your pipes or anything. It has to be cold down in the ground to do all that stuff. So that's a long way from that.
You got to remember, last year, right before Christmas, we got down to 5 degrees.
Yeah, I was.
Stayed there a day or two. Now, that's not really good for anything, especially me.
I don't know if anybody had pipes bust. I'm sure some people did.
I doubted it.
Irrigation pipes, a lot of the way they're designed now, the water runs back out of it. It doesn't stay in the line the whole time. So it's not like it's like your house, you know.
It wouldn't do that anyway. If they put it deep enough. They used to put it, and mine got put it in, and we put them 3 feet deep.
Oh, I know, but that's not the case anymore, because I've aerated yards before and hit irrigation pipes.
Oh, yeah. And I did some of them now. Tommy saw one last week that the grass was covering the pipe.
Yeah.
I mean, it wasn't even in the ground.
That's funny.
And that's not really a good idea for cold weather. But even with this little snap the last 3 days, it hadn't stayed down there long enough to really freeze the water. So it usually need below 28 degrees, 25 usually is when it starts being a problem. And I used to have my hot water heater. I had them put it outside because I helped my dad change it one time, banged my head on the floor George 3 times. I said, I'm not doing that. And where it goes into the house, down at the bottom, the little tiny stretch there that could get insulation on, and it freezes every time it got below 10 degrees. 10 degrees was the key. If it didn't get 10 degrees, it would freeze. Yeah. At 10 degrees, I was out there with a hair dryer trying to dry the
thing. We used to live out in the country,
and I had a well house,
and I used to put a heater out there, and under my house, it was a double wide, so it wasn't bricked up then, so those pipes would freeze. I had to get in front of all that.
I remember when you lived out in the country.
Yeah. It's not fun getting up in the morning, no water.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You know my wife, you want to hear her when she has no water?
Yeah, it's not a pretty thing.
And now I can't crawl under there and do it. She has to do it.
Well, I live on a slab, so I don't have to worry about that in the city. I kind of like it.
I'm not real crazy.
I wouldn't be crawling under no house anyway. I did that other one because I was there when they put it in and cleaned it all out. It wasn't nothing under there. But some of these houses, I don't like being cramped up like that. I'm scared to death of snakes, so it's not going to. Yeah.
Mine was built in 1934, and the crawl space is so small. It was for those tiny 1934 people. It's not for 2023.
Not people like
300 husky guys. You know, I get stuck in there like Winnie the Pooh.
Matt can't even put his head in there.
No.
The thing you got to understand, Matthew, in 1934, they didn't underpin houses. They were open. So the chickens could run under the house.
It is all open, but boy, it's tight. It's about enough space to fit a chicken.
That weird. I don't like things like that. If I got under there and got hung up, that'd be bad.
Jimmy Williams is my uncle. They call him Carrot. Works at Farmers Exchange. He's living in my great grandfather's house, mm-hmm. right above me, up on Pennington Road. The big two story one.
Jimmy. Beard tall guy.
Yeah.
Saw him at the football game last night.
And he first moved into the house. The house has got oak trees. That's four joists. They're not boards. They're just trees. They're still they were born in the 1850s.
Yeah.
Because they had air circulation. So when you cut off the air circulation, you start getting some problems.
Yep.
And he finally had it underpinned, which helped a bunch on the heat bill, but it did cause some problems under the house.
You can get mold under there and all that.
You lay flat on your stomach and slide under the thing. You can't lift up at all.
No, thank you.
And if you got to look at something, you got to get in there and slide on your back.
Mm-hmm. Well, Tommy's got that on his, and his was built in 1997. Somewhere along there. And now the lower end where the crawl space is, you about stand up in. If you get up there near the garage,
that's where he has to change his well filter, which is to crawl in that little thing. And it's a little bit of room, 4 foot tall maybe in there, 5 foot, but I don't even like that.
I didn't know you were claustrophobic.
I've gotten worse the older I've gotten.
Well, you will get worse as you get older.
I don't want to see movies of people trapped in places like that, buried alive and stuff.
Now you get morbid. Okay, but one other good thing about this frost, I mentioned earlier that leaves are turning on that, they will start digging the bigger trees now.
Yeah.
Field grown, we call them. They put them in. Plant them in the field, and the balled and burlap is another name because they dig them and put a ball on them and wrap them up. But they usually don't like, they will do it. They don't like to do it in the summertime because they're actively growing. Yeah. Now they're pretty much going dormant, and they'll go. Tommy got some in yesterday.
Did
actually.
He?
Yeah. From Spartanburg, I guess.
Okay.
Yeah.
I know that nursery over there.
King Sunset.
Oh, nope. Wrong one.
Okay. Tommy King's a great guy.
Yeah.
There's the music again, so we'll be right back to the Gardener's Bench.
Benny Etter here.
No matter what the weather, AirTech makes it better.
Don't let the cold drive your energy costs through the roof. Take advantage of the area's lowest price winter tune-up now.
Call AirTech Heating and Air.
Call AirTech at 327-7100.
Just in time for Christmas, Imperial Pool and Spas has stocked up on hot tubs and spas for inside or outside. This is Mike Elder. We have all different sizes and colors with 70 jets embracing you from all directions. Start your holiday at Imperial Pool and Spas, 21 Bypass, Rock Hill, or in Lake Wylie.
David here with Carolina Fresh Farms. Now's the time to fertilize and apply weed control to your lawn. We're your one stop for lawn and landscape needs. Carolina Fresh Farms, 4372 Old York Road, or carolinafreshfarms.com.
At Rustic Roots Warehouse, we offer a wide range of materials and finished products. Mantles, rough cut lumber, firewood, natural stone, and more. Visit us today at 4362 Old York Road in Rock Hill.
Hey, this is Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited. Fall is migration season, which means it's a fascinating time to observe new birds visiting your backyard. Refill your feeders and watch for migrants as they fly through your area for a quick meal. Wild Birds Unlimited in Rock Hill and Indianland.
Can I find a woman like that?
We're back to the Gardener's Bench.
Rick Springfield. He was in Rock Hill a couple years ago. He's really good. I just saw the next year, REO Speedwagon and Rick Springfield are touring together. Be a pretty good little show there.
I didn't care much for REO Speedwagon.
My wife didn't like them. She said they just stand there and play. They don't do much. But they got a lot of good songs.
I saw them in the 70s at Western.
When did they come out? That one album they came out with, like in 81 or something. Man, it was like they had like six songs on that thing in the top 40 at one time.
Yeah, I was living in Hunter's woman in 81.
Yeah.
Partying in Charlotte.
REO Speedwagon.
Yeah. One of them had the laser show. Which one was that?
Laser show? Def Leppard had a laser show.
I don't remember. That's too long ago. I'm lucky to remember yesterday. I don't know.
You don't remember what we talked about before out in the parking lot before we came in here, do you?
Oh, yeah, I remember that. I'm just joking. I remember today. I don't remember yesterday.
Hey, I did do some research this week because we've been talking about the winter coming up and El Nino and all that. So El Nino means that the jet stream is going to drop down toward south. So it's going to come out of the mountains, Colorado, swinging down, which brings colder air to us, which means the chance for more inclement weather. If we get moisture, comes out of the Gulf. Everybody knows how it works around here. If Atlanta gets snow, Rock Hill gets snow. If the mountains get snow, we don't get snow.
Not everybody knows that. I-85 in Charlotte don't know that.
I-85 north of that, if the mountains get snow, they usually get something. We don't get anything here. But if you see something coming from Atlanta up through that way,
I-85 we'll get something. If it comes up.
We'll get something. So, and what's funny about that, the El Nino, it means the north, like up around New York, Pennsylvania, won't have a severe winter because all the air, colder air will be
coming south.
Actually more down here than up there. And with it moving that way, it keeps the moisture from going up there and dumping all over Buffalo. And they all get that lake effect snow and clouds suck up water and dump it on them and all that kind of stuff. But I thought that was interesting, so.
But back in
we do research around here to help everyone.
2004 was 2002. We had 14 inches. In 2002, we had 22 inches.
Yeah, that's the big one.
And that's the biggest one I ever remember here.
So. What if we did it this year?
But that 22.
This year has been crazy weather. So
that 22 inch one, I know Tommy was downtown at City Hall for something, and at 8 o'clock and. He called me. Well, it was flurrying at the nursery at 8 o'clock, and they went on the radio WBT in Charlotte. They said, "Well, it's not going to last."
WRHI.
The RHI didn't mispronounce it.
Yeah.
WBT did.
That was a good point.
Said it wasn't going to last. It'd go away. Well, Tommy called me at 9:30, and he said, "It's on the ground up here." I said, well, it's starting to stick here. I mean, this is supposed to be going away. So I called Rhonda about 10 o'clock. She was working up in Charlotte then on Westinghouse. And I said, you might be wise to keep an eye on things and start planning to come down because it's getting worse, not better. So I think about it. Well, I called her at 1:30. She's still up there. There's 6 inches on the ground.
Yeah.
And she didn't get home till 5:30 that afternoon.
Yeah,
she left at 12, and I had no sympathy for her because I called
her. That's a bad plan.
Then. But the thing is, the 22 inches was in our parking lot, and it was gone by Saturday.
Yeah.
But they hadn't scraped any of it.
That's a good
thing
about living down here. We might get some snow. So I want to inform everyone from up north that's here. We love having you here, but don't mess up what we got going on. So we had everybody believing that we cannot drive around in the snow, so we get 2-3 days off. It's called a snow day. And don't mess it up by getting out there in your car driving around. Right? Stay at home. If you want to shovel your driveway at home, do it. If you don't, it'll melt off in a day or two anyway. So
yeah, be gone.
Don't mess up a good thing we got going on.
Well, you want to know a sad thing? And this is something terrible that came from COVID, too.
Uh-oh.
Kids will never have another snow day ever again. There'll all be virtual learning days.
Yeah.
Stay home and get on. There's no pay no school, go sledding, go have fun, have snowball fights.
That's
gone.
Oh, yeah.
That's awful.
That's terrible. I know in Asheville, when I was in high school, they called off school on a forecast, 100% chance of snow.
Mm-hmm.
The sun shined all day. Well, then everybody called it off again. You had to go, turn around, come back home, but you had to leave the house.
When I went to Wingate College, Wingate University now, they never canceled class. That was the thing. So, I mean, you're already on campus. You walk to the class. It's not that bad, but
In Cullowhee.
They were proud of their stuff for never canceling.
They would cancel class in Cullowhee.
They may have to. I mean, the snowfall between Cullowhee and Wingate was probably a little different.
And so many kids lived off campus.
Okay.
Was the problem. And the roads getting to campus were kind of
bad.
Edgy.
I think the best was down at the Citadel. It snowed actually my senior year down there. We had about an inch and a half, and that town went bananas.
Yeah.
It was great.
Didn't it snow on the beach that year?
Yeah, snowed on the beach. I think that was
Myrtle Beach has had snow. I don't know when, but I've seen it.
They've had it the last 20 years. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I got a friend lives down there.
Let's do it this year. Let's have some snow.
Yeah, let's have snow on the coast. Coastal snow.
Y'all just go away. I don't want any part of it. I can't stand it.
That's why I moved down here.
But when I was a kid, my grandparents were here.
Mm-hmm.
It snowed more down here than it would.
It seemed like we used to get a decent amount of snow. Yeah.
60s and 70s. It was decent. I mean, we got stranded down here a couple times.
One April, didn't we?
Mm-hmm.
That was crazy.
May was the latest one, May 8th.
I wonder what the earliest is.
I have no idea.
Christmas.
Let's
have a white Christmas.
1982.
Yeah.
We got cold. I mean, real cold.
Yeah.
It froze lines. You're talking about frozen lines. It was a mess. And because we were in Hartsville, where Mom and Dad lived.
Yeah.
And we almost got stranded down there.
Well, 4 or 5 years ago, it snowed on Christmas. It was about 9 o'clock that morning. We were all opening presents, had the windows open. All the kids started screaming.
You talking about them 5 or 6 flakes?
Yeah, what was cool, we got everybody out there, and there happened to be a guy walking down the road. Like, come over here and take a picture. And he took a picture of all of us. The flakes were really big. And then by the time we came back in, looked back out, it was done. But
it was over.
So that was our white Christmas.
Okay.
Good to see it anyway.
Yeah. We'll be back to the Gardener's Bench.
Make sure the air system in your home or business is free of dust, pollen, mold, and bacteria. This is Benny Etter. There has never been a better time to schedule a complete cleaning and checkup. And if your heating and air system is over 10 years old, we can save you up to 40% on your energy costs.
No matter what the weather, AirTech makes it better. No matter what the weather, call AirTech Heating and Air.
Call 327-7100, making weather better for 3 decades.
David here with Carolina Fresh Farms. Now's the time to fertilize and apply weed control to your lawn. We're your one stop for lawn and landscape needs. Carolina Fresh Farms, 4372 Old York Road or CarolinaFreshFarms.com.
Hey, this is Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited. Fall is migration season, which means it's a fascinating time to observe new birds visiting your backyard. Refill your feeders and watch for migrants as they fly through your area for a quick meal. Wild Birds Unlimited in Rock Hill and Indianland.
This is Mike from Imperial Pool and Spas with Christmas gift ideas for all year long. Barrett, tell us about Dolphin robotic cleaners.
They're Bluetooth adaptable, self-contained, and automatically clean your pool's floor, side, and waterline without water power.
See us for big clearance savings this Christmas at Imperial Pools, 21 Bypass, Rock Hill.
You show us everything you drive us wild, we'll drive you crazy.
Okay.
Got Steve rocking up.
He's getting us fired up now, and we're about over.
You should start with this stuff, not even.
We'll do a warning to Knoxville, Tennessee, that me and Tony are headed there on Black Friday to see the band Kiss.
The Gardener's Bench hits the road.
Yeah, we'll do a remote.
Half the Gardener's Bench hits
Friday.
Friday. I went and walked from here to the quarter for Kiss.
Oh, you look like you were getting into it there. No,
I was. Good. They didn't have to dress up like zombies or something.
That was a mystique.
I mean, I already had.
They did it without the makeup, too, and they came back with the makeup.
I had enough problem getting by it back then without the makeup.
Putting some makeup on, big heels.
People don't understand now. The 70s and 80s were different.
They were.
The 60s were different up north. It took to the 70s.
Now, I've seen how people dress now, so I don't know if that, a lot of difference. I just ain't in a rock band.
That's true. That's true.
I love some music, though. It's good.
You always have.
You too, I mean. Mm-hmm. Big music guy. I could do without TV if I had to. I just have the radio. I love listening to Chris Miller and Matt Hires on Friday Night Football.
My little deal, though, is I grew up on country music.
Mm-hmm.
My dad, I mean.
I like a mixture. I like a now, sprinkling of country
music. I'm talking about Hank Jr. And old crew. And then he wouldn't allow rock and roll music at our house. I had to get that somewhere else. And I got into rock and roll, and then I moved to Charlotte in 78. Well, went to some clubs that did rock and roll, and it was all
Dixie
right.
Dixie Electric Company.
I did Dixie Electric Company.
I don't know
Company.
Where that just popped in my head.
I did Treehouse and all that. But then there was a place called The Cellar.
Oh, yeah.
It turned into Country Underground.
Oh, okay.
A friend of mine that I worked with took me up there, and I noticed something real quick. Up there, the men and women rub belt buckles. We called it belt buckle shining music. We didn't know it was country music.
I never heard that before in my life.
You ever heard belt buckle shining music?
No, belt buckle shining music.
So we switched to country.
Yeah.
Now, we were young. You got to remember
intimate.
That. 22, 23 years old.
Cellar's awesome, man.
Yeah, and
they changed it back to Cellar because that's where I first danced with my wife, Teresa. Now, so
I used to go to the original Country Underground on Wilkinson.
Yeah.
Then they built the big one. Yeah.
Cellar was awesome.
Randy Travis sang there with the band back in those days, and super cool guy. Now, I don't know what happened to him after he went big time, but yeah.
Randy Travis?
Yeah, he was good.
Yeah, he grew up out there past Wingate.
Yep.
Wadesboro.
I thought it was Marshville.
Marshville, you're right. Marshville, sorry.
I know more about music than David Richter. Wow.
There you go. That's
funny. We this day down, man.
Your family's lands over there.
It's actually not in far Richmond from there. County.
Yeah.
Yeah. Covington, North Carolina.
There was not far from there.
There was a post office, a store there. They had a post office that burned down in 1962, and they never built it back, so there's still a post in the road that says Covington. And it's God's country. He made him forgot all about it. Trees everywhere.
That's beautiful.
Andre the Giant still has his ranch out there. He died, but it's family.
Andre the Giant was from there?
Yeah.
He's from France, he lived there.
It wasn't France, was it?
Yeah.
Thought it was.
Well, Nikita.
I can't even remember. I thought it was right.
Nikita Koloff and them lived in Fort Mill, so I don't know where they were born. But
The Mad Russians.
I don't know if they were real Russians or not.
No.
Nikita. Brother, Ivan. Ivan and Nikita Koloff.
One of them was, but
boy, I used to hate them. Saturday mornings watching wrestling.
I thought it came on at 1 o'clock.
I don't know.
On channel BT. Anyway,
Jefferson Pilot broadcasting. All right. Well, it looks like we're gonna
let you close
our last break. We're gonna come back and wrap this show up. See you then. David here with Carolina Fresh Farms. Now's the time to fertilize and apply weed control to your lawn. We're your one stop for lawn and landscape needs. Carolina Fresh Farms, 4372 Old York Road, or carolinafreshfarms.com.
At Rustic Roots Warehouse, we offer a wide range of materials and finished products. Mantles, rough cut lumber, firewood, natural stone, and more. Visit us today at 4362 Old York Road in Rock Hill.
This is Vinny Etter of AirTech. Our business is growing, and if you have experience or prior training as a heating and air technician, we need you. Pay is based on experience, and you have the opportunity to advance.
Willing to learn? AirTech will teach you. Call 327-7100 and receive the area's best starting base pay.
David here with Carolina Fresh Farms. Now's the time to fertilize and apply weed control to your lawn. We're your one stop for lawn and landscape needs. Carolina Fresh Farms, 4372 Old York Road, or carolinafreshfarms.com.
We now have them. Imperial Pools introduces Brio Fire Pits. This is Mike Elder. Turn your smoky fire pit into an efficient burning centerpiece and add options to turn your fire pit into a wood-fired kitchen. They're all available now at Imperial Pools in Rock Hill and Lake Wylie.
Just one look at you, and I know it's gonna be a lovely day.
Hey, it is looking like a lovely day.
Man,
the
look
sun's
at that.
Come out.
That blue sky.
Got blue.
Man.
The gorgeous sunlight's reflecting off the bronze tree leaves out the window.
Guess what? You got leaves to clean up, everyone.
That's right.
Get your blowers
you
out.
You go ahead and get the blower out this morning if you want to.
All over the neighborhood. You're going to hear them. But the leaves are really pretty here now. I think the mountains is probably past peak now. But
I finally figured out when the channel CBS in Charlotte said it was peak leaf day, they were talking about Boone.
Yeah. When I went to Louisville a couple of weeks ago, that was beautiful coming up there. I'm going to tell you what.
My therapist.
Like picture.
I had my physical therapy twice a week with Adam over at Select Therapy, and he
Hey, Adam.
Has a house up in Brevard.
And oh,
he was
nice.
Up there last weekend, and he said it was gorgeous.
Yeah.
So that's a little bit behind, and now we're getting. It wouldn't be this pretty right now if it hadn't been for the frost the last 3 days.
Yeah.
But anyway, I mentioned that Bynum Poe came by this evening when we were talking. Well, 1985, Alan Miller here at this radio station came up with a slogan that I used for 40 years. Even though we're not in business now, it's still true because it is time to get them in and get them growing.
There you go.
So don't forget to plant your trees.
I like to hear you say that. Funny.
Get them in and get them growing.
Sometimes when I see your caller ID, I answer the phone like you do over there. Rolling Hills Nursery. It's a very serious thing, so I like it.
Sounds educated.
Rolling Hills Nursery.
Usually I'm just barely able to get it out because I'm so busy.
Yeah.
I was, not anymore.
That's good. Well, get them in and get them growing. That thing lasted a long time. It was good. Good slogan.
2025 be 40 years.
Yeah.
And Alan wrote that thing up, and I took it back and did it for Tommy, and he said, you lost your ever-loving mind.
Tommy, think outside the box one time in your life. Come on.
He has.
Yeah.
He and
that was on your billboard, wasn't it? Didn't say get him in, get him growing.
Yeah.
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 Till it got shot.
Oh, it's still on there after it got shot. I tell you what, did you know Amos Wright?
No, I did not. Okay. I'd like to shake his hand.
Amos was shot.
He shot Steve Crump's
in
face
the cheek.
In on
the right,
a billboard.
In the right cheek.
Did it hurt?
No. We were over at Goldmart where the wagon place is now for the dogs and eating lunch. And a highway patrolman, I can't even remember his name now, came in and said, Steve, who'd you make mad? I said, Tom said, what are you talking about? He said, somebody shot you in the face. Said, not that I know of.
Yeah.
Did you billboard? We didn't believe him. So we rode down there and looked. I bet I got 200 calls that day.
Best advertising you ever did.
Best advertising money in the world, free.
Thank you, Amos.
It went on the front page of the Herald.
How about that?
Okay, folks. It looks like it's going to be it. Go see Mr. Director today. They're open till 2.
Yep.
And we'll see you next week on the radio.
The Gardener's Bench has been brought to you by Carolina Fresh Farms, AirTech Heating and Air, Imperial Pool and Spas, Wild Birds Unlimited, and by Domer Dreamscapes. Be sure to join us again Saturday morning at 10 a.m. for The Gardener's Bench on WRHI.